Hey guys, I'm Joe.
I'm Raquel.
And I'm Derek.
And this is your Monday Morning Hangover. All right, so we're trying something new here, and we always come together usually on Mondays to talk about the crazy shit that happened this weekend. And so I'm hanging out with Raquel and Derek. Most of y'all gonna know them because nobody's gonna be listening to this thing that doesn't know us already. And Derek has a story to tell.
Who's listening to this? All right, so
just tell us like you tell us normal.
All right,
don't even focus on the phone. Or
all right, so last night I called you guys, right? Remember when I called y'all?
Was drunk. Like 5 a.m.
No, I called you early. I called you. I think you was asleep or talking to Morgan or something. I was drunk. You know what I'm saying? So I decided to go out with this chick. You know what I'm saying, Samantha? You know what I'm saying? We went out. We went to M Shack first, Joe. And then got all plowed up, drunk and shit like that. And then we went to hookah bar, Sahara's.
Right.
Joe, I was pouring shots. We going shots. You know, we getting fucked up. And then she wanted to go to another spot that I'd never heard of before. So we went downtown Jacksonville, over there by where y'all used to stay at. Dude, it's a fucking dungeon. You know where that black club was?
Yep.
It's a fucking. Mark.
We probably, like, if it gets that crazy, we probably shouldn't give away locations.
Oh, all right.
If it's underground.
Oh, it is. All right. Never mind.
Well, but go ahead with the story. Just don't talk about locations.
All right. Fuck. All right. So, I was at Mark.
You were at this other bar.
All right. That's this other bar. You go downstairs and you make this left, and it's a gothic it's a gothic bar. I'm talking about people dressing weird, Joe. I promise to God. You can't have your phones, and they told me to put my phone. Both of us had to put our phone.
Like that place in
Tampa? Gossip, like that place.
Yeah, it was like that. It was it was more like, have you ever heard that band, The Ghost?
Uh-uh.
From Switzerland, have you?
Nope.
No.
All right. Well, anyway, long story short, I'm up in that motherfucker. People doing some freaky shit in that motherfucker, Joe. And I swear, me and her, Samantha, was sitting up there just looking. You know what I'm saying? They doing some really freaky shit in there. I mean, like, this girl was straddling this guy. You know what I'm talking about? He ain't had nothing but a strap on. I swear, Joe. He had a fucking strap on over his fucking cock. Like, dude, it was fucking weird, dude. So we up in this motherfucker. And we drunk as shit. You know what I'm saying? And then we walk back out of that motherfucker. So, I mean, long story short, we freaked out. So she wanted to leave. Came back here.
She took you there. So how the fuck does she not know what goes on in this
freaked
place?
Freaked out. She took me back. We came back here. That's why, she started sucking my dick, Joe. My goddamn ex-girlfriend knocked on the door. That's why her makeup bag right there, you know, because she got bad. She got pissed. So I had to pack that shit up and throw it back, you know, give it to her. But she had already left. Crazy ass fucking night, Joe. I'm talking about, like, and I called y'all. And I'm like, I had to tell y'all about this place because I knew first of y'all. I knew y'all wasn't gonna believe me, so I wanted y'all to come. You know what I'm saying? No, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you know how I am. You know I can lie, like, you know what I'm saying? But I'm saying, I was telling you.
He's like, you know I can lie. I can lie.
So I'm trying to tell. That's why I tried to call y'all. I'm trying to say come. You know what I'm saying?
So it was like a swingers bar.
Everybody was in black. I'm telling you, have you ever seen that band? What's his name?
This is a gothic ass band.
No, it's not a gothic.
So they were goth swingers.
Yeah, but freaky shit. I'm talking about she was straddling this dude with a dildo.
Was just one dude?
Yeah, it was one fucking dude. It was just him over there by the bar. Me and this girl sitting right here by the, because it's like this. The bar is like, you go this way, and then it's go this way. I'm right here, and they over there. And I'm sitting up here looking at this shit, and this shit is all...
What I don't understand is why a dude had a strap on.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. I don't know what the fuck was going on. That's why it was weirding me the fuck out, because, you know... You know, like, oh, for real, I swear I knew it. I know y'all like, I ain't gonna believe this shit, but I'm saying for real, this shit was fucking dope. Dog, funny, bad, worst... Best night turned into a worst night, because I probably won't ever see my bitch again. You know what I'm saying?
That would be fun. Just walk in there, but like not touch anything and just kind of observe.
Dog, I don't know if it's a month. I got to call her, but she got mad at me too, so I got to call her.
Did you ask?
So like Raquel, like he called me at like 10 o'clock at night. He said, hey, come to this hookah bar and chill. But like I'm still working on the computer, working on stuff. I'm like, dude, I might be able to go do that. But I'm like, if we go to Gainesville tomorrow, then we still get a chance to hang out. I was like, just focus on the shit I got to get done. And so I didn't go. Because I thought about taking an Uber up there. And so like,
Man,
I'm kind of glad I did, but I'm kind of mad I didn't.
No. If you took an Uber up there, I'd be like, you shady bitch.
No, man. It was
All right, this is the Monday Morning Podcast. I'm Joe.
Raquel.
And I'm Derek.
And so we're going to talk about some shit we probably shouldn't talk about, but we're going to talk about anyways. A meeting we had at the Jacksonville Jaguars stadium. We got invited out for the American Gun Chick deal, and we took Derek along with us because he's doing some social media stuff in the future. And so we went up to do grunt style, and
they paid us some pizza.
Had a turn
and booze. We got fucked up.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, we got messed up.
So like we didn't know really what was going on up there. I guess it was posted. The president of grunt style was flying into Jacksonville, wanted to plan some stuff out.
What was his name again?
I don't know, Dan something, I think. And so like we all went out there and invited a bunch of grunt style fans up to do something. I was thinking it was gonna be like a commercial.
Man,
the Playton Stadium.
We should name this podcast Bad Humans so we could just be our authentic selves.
True.
Speak for yourselves, motherfucker. I'm the worst one of the bunch in this bitch. But so we go up there and they invite us in and we're like, they're not telling us what it is. And we ride the escalators up into like the expensive section and they're like, oh, you know, all bougie, right? And then they got all this pizza lined out. And like two bottles of liquor.
Oh, but it wasn't Little Caesars. It was Mellow Mushroom.
Oh, it was Mellow Mushroom because they're balling.
And the, you know? and the liquor was nice.
Good bourbon. And so they basically sat us down and told us that Grunt Style is going to be sponsoring the upper deck of the Jacksonville Jaguars Stadium.
True.
So what they did is they brought in their minions, us, right?
They're idiots.
They're village idiots on a Monday. They said, come on out. Took 3 hours of our day where we went out there and helped them.
Me and Derek and I, didn't know what we were getting ourselves into, so.
I was woke up that morning from a boo, 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 boo. I got something for you.
I got you a job. And you're like, oh.
I'm out. Let's get up. Let's go.
I'm thinking they're going to shoot a commercial for Grunt Style because they've been working with the Jaguars. Well, we get up there and find out that they were really just going to walk us around that section and pick our brains for ideas of how to set up the grunt style trenches or whatever the hell it is they call it.
True. Dude, I don't know what the hell was going on, but it was just like a, I don't know, it was weird kind of. But, I mean, we had fun. I mean,
they didn't like Joe's ideas.
No, they didn't like my ideas. I wanted a mechanical bull, but it was made like a jaguar with some hot-ass women on the fucking thing, which I think is not a bad idea. If everybody can see it, they're going to want to go there and party. They said, we want to make this place somewhere so dope that the people partying here will go home and tell all their friends and they don't even know that there's a football game going on.
And then he was like, what can we do? And Derek's like, everybody just getting naked.
Joe got on my ass. Joe like, hey man, you can't be doing that. Then he started doing it.
Well, Ross started getting hammered and started like spitting out all kinds. He was pounding the liquor because we quickly realized that we weren't getting paid. We weren't going to be in no commercial. We were just their guinea pigs that they were going to brainstorm on our 3 hours of all time to figure out how they could pick our brains and make millions and give us what we later found out to be jack shit. Not tickets to a game.
Nothing.
Not a motherfucking t-shirt. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, we don't give out t-shirts. We sell them. All right, I'll see you.
Not even a discount.
1,200 to a motherfucking 100 million. I see how you made it. You good. You did.
Not a Jags t-shirt. Nothing. Everybody stood in the parking lot waiting for hours. You had to get little stickers to go inside.
Well, they're still looking at the website for t-shirts. I'm going to buy this one.
Yes, yeah. I am going to give me a Grunt Style t-shirt because that is dope.
I mean, it's amazing what they did at Grunt Style to build that business to where it is. But like, to get to that point, and you know, like, I mean, I've heard this stuff over and over again, but like, to get to that point, I mean, obviously he's giving nothing away, but to have your people come in and walk away, I mean, they gave us pizza and beer. They promised us nothing. They just said, show up, cool shit's gonna happen. So they didn't really owe us anything. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I found it, looking back on it, as a waste of time.
Definitely a waste of time, but an experience.
Right.
It was stupid.
How do you ask for people for ideas that's going to make you tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars, trying to make it as dope as possible? And they're like, yeah, congratulations.
I took my toe on Derek's shoe. That hurt. There's like rocks in his shoes. Ow.
Hey, and James, baby.
He's clumsy as hell. But anyways, I'm going to close this up. I thought these things were 10 minutes, but apparently they're only 5, so I'm going to leave it up here like this. And
yeah.
It was kind of a... and my idea, dick door deal. But we'll catch you on the flip side. See you on the next podcast. Peace.
Bye.
Bye.
So why we can't talk about like your love life, Ross? Why we can't talk about your love life?
On the spot.
Man, honestly, I got a lot going on with that right now.
So you're trying to run through a bunch of chicks?
It's not like I'm trying to run through a bunch of chicks. It's just I'm trying to, you know.
You're trying to run through a bunch of girls. All right. What I'm getting at is, so if you're going to do this podcast, right? Mm-hmm. That's what you bring to the table, right? Ross plays football and he runs through some motherfucking hoes. He runs through linebackers and hoes. That's what you do, right?
Right.
So if we can't talk about the hoes you're running through.
What else? I ain't got nothing.
All right, let me tell you something about Texas, right? This is what I learned about Texas when I was working in Texas, right? Here's the deal. When I started messing with the girls in Texas, when I worked at Papa's, right? I started messing like, I fucked up. I smashed Fat Tire. We're going to use all nicknames. I smashed Fat Tire. Now, Fat Tire was the manager of this bar. This is a sick bar. Nice bar on the lake. Beaches, beach volleyball, boats pulling in and out. I'm like, all right, this is going to be great. No, I was in shape. I was ready to go.
I remember
lots of good looking girls in this place. I'm like, oh, I want to run through them all because we're dogs. Mm. Single dogs, right? Mm. So, like, the mission was to run through as many as possible and keep it on the down low. Because, you know, you run through one, two, then you're a dog. You're going to get pushed out, right? But keep it as silent for as long as you can. Run through as many as you can, right? If it's just two and it comes out, especially if they're not a quality two girls, it comes out, it's over, right? They're like, that dude is a dog, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. And they're like, I don't want to mess that guy. He's trying to run around and do this thing, right? But if you do what I did, right, where you run through like one, two, three, four, five of the motherfuckers, right? So you run through five, and then all of a sudden, then it comes out. Then all the girls just laugh about it, and it becomes a fucking club. And they high-five each other. Fat Tire found out about it, and she's like, ha, 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 all you bitches. I was the first, bitch. Ha, ha. She was trying to trump the other hoes based off of that, right? So then it was no big deal. This is harsh. But then chicks just started taking the motherfucking turn. You know what I'm saying? So as long as you're running like
please,
that.
Please show pictures of all of them.
Nobody said they were all good. Nobody said they were all bragging rights.
Please show us pictures.
Nobody said these were quality women.
They probably look like you.
Look like me. Oh no. Oh no. They weren't that bad. But they weren't hideous monsters. But
we all went through that time, you know. Right. When we didn't hit,
okay,
you know,
dude, like we're dudes. You know what I'm saying?
We didn't hit bombs before. I didn't hit
bombs.
It's like Mario and Mario Brothers collecting coins. Ding 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 ding. Yeah. You're just collecting all the dogs.
I remember that once upon a time in my life.
No, the STDs is like the Goombas and the little turtles. The fucking
yeah.
You're jumping them sons of bitches the best you can. But sometimes you fuck up and grab a coin to fall right into a turtle or a Goomba. You know what I'm saying? You can't help out
that
with that
be
shit.
That would be bad. Condoms.
But you don't want to be Luigi with no motherfucking coins. Right? Like, Mario would have a big stack of coins.
So true,
looking at Luigi like, look at that broke motherfucker over there. No coins for that. You know why? Because at the end of the fucking game, you do what? How do you win the game? You get the princess, right? You get the princess.
You gotta get the money to get the princess.
Get the princess. And you gotta be a big motherfucking dragon to get that bitch. You know what I'm saying? That lady, sorry. Politically incorrect. All I'm saying, Ross, is you play this game, none of them's gonna care until you find the one. And then your stories are over. You just have to tell old stories about running through chicks. I told Raquel this the other day. I was like, dude, we can start calling you the Trim Pirate. Because you're plundering some fucking trim. That dude's a Trim Pirate. You know what I'm saying? Yodi ho, you might have to learn a new language. You speak your own language as it is anyway.
I get
nobody
that.
Understands the fuck this guy's saying half the time.
Half the time. Shit.
Or the goat banger.
No, people call him the goat banger now because they've seen the shit he's slaying. Goat banger. Yeah, that bitch.